Listen Up Audio presents A Medieval Tale, Palace Intrigue. Written by Lena J. Potter. Narrated by Tiffany Morgan.
Astounding travelers, what histories we read in your eyes, deeper than the ocean there. Show us the treasures of your rich memories, marvelous jewels made of stars and air. We wish to voyage without steam or sails. Project on our spirits, stretched out like the sheets, lightening the tedium of our prison tales. Your past, the horizon's furthest reach completes. Tell us, what did you see? Charles Baudelaire, Le Voyage. Chapter 1. The brew comes to a boil.
Gammon, my lady.
Lily's eyes flashed, but she had lost fair and square. Hans Tremaine had become an expert at backgammon, and he beat her at 3 out of every 5 games they played. She was glad they weren't playing for money.
You have no move.
She studied the simple, unvarnished wooden board. Who would have thought a year ago that I would be here playing backgammon with an envoy of the king? Certainly not Lily. She had been skipping along, enjoying her life, and even planning to get married soon, but fate had other things in store for medical student Alia Skorlanok. Instead of checking off life goals, she had lost consciousness in an automobile accident and awakened in someone else's body in an entirely different world. Neither one, the body or the world, was to her liking. There was no indoor plumbing or decent windows to keep the cold out, and peasants paid their taxes in rutabagas. Internet? Telephones? Television? For all the locals knew, those are the names of evil spirits. Her new body was equally shocking. As a young woman reared in the 21st century, Alia was used to the idea that thin and beautiful were synonyms. In her new incarnation, however, she weighed as much as a Roman centurion and had several weight-related health issues that worried her. The dice skittered across the board. Lily glanced at them and shook her head. She wouldn't be escaping Hans's trap anytime soon. The one bright spot in her new world was that she was a noblewoman. Lillian Elizabeth Mariella, the Countess of Ayrton. It wasn't much of an estate. The castle was a pile of stones. Her husband was allergic to her. The manager had been stealing from her, and her only living family, her father, was far away. It was bad business, to be sure, but Lily was making the best of things. She had expelled the manager and set her peasants to cleaning and repairing the castle. Her husband was a dark spot on the horizon, and she was in no hurry for him to come home. In all honesty, she had her hands full with their one child, his beloved daughter from his second wife. Lily secretly felt that the little girl could use a spanking, but she was wise enough to see that she was in no position to give it, and took to reforming the girl with love and kindness. So far, her approach was successful. In her darker moments, she reflected that Miranda Catherine had grown up a spoiled brat on her father's watch. He obviously knew nothing about children, and that made her even more wary of him and who he might turn out to be. She suspected that she would have a hard time getting along with the Earl and hoped that his travels with the prince kept him away as long as possible. To add to her troubles, there had been an attempt on her life. Her husband's lover had apparently hired a man to kill her because she thought the Earl's emerald bracelet would look better on her own wrist. Lily, however, had no intention of dying that easily. She had always faced problems as they presented themselves, so she squared her shoulders and continued with her work around the estate. In spare moments, she wrote down everything she remembered about medicine and tried to decide what advances she should share with her new world. One thing was certain, she would tell them nothing about military technology. Her new world had not yet invented gunpowder, and Lily was damned if she would do it for them. She remembered the